This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Brand new cities are taking root across the globe. In our recently released Q-Series report, we identified over 64 groundbreaking urban projects currently underway that could unlock downstream opportunities for the built environment sector. Hi, I'm Michael Lim, Head of ASEAN Property Research at UBS. We will look at the push for new cities and a $1.5 trillion opportunity. Five key themes critical for a city of the future, and Asia case studies and the macroeconomic and investment opportunities that could arise. First, population growth, climate change, and technology advances are behind the push for new cities and the redevelopment of old ones. Cities are epicenters of growth, and there is a strong correlation between urbanization and GDP per capita. It is estimated that by 2050, cities would house 7 out of 10 people from 5.8 currently. This is driving the new city building boom, and we estimate over $1.5 trillion of projects which would create opportunities for companies involved in the build phase. As existing cities transition into cities of the future, we identified five key themes that are critical for long-term growth. They are livable cities measured by access to basic needs and other quality of life indicators. Livability is directly linked to prosperity and positive social outcomes. Smart cities is important, and it marries digital technology into the infrastructure and enables cities to be more productive. Green cities need no introduction, given the race towards net zero. Interconnected cities, where the premise is cities can achieve more when digitally and physically interconnected. High-speed rail, for instance, would be used to shorten travel time between cities, and in multi-stop rail plans, it can also give rise to the growth of new cities located along key stations. Last but not least, live-work-play communities, where homes will no longer be confined to the square footage purchase, but seen in totality amidst the amenities and conveniences within the immediate area. Our case studies focus on these themes and highlight the macroeconomic and investment opportunities that could arise. In Jakarta, the government is reacting to the congestion and land subsidence by relocating to a more livable green capital in Nusantara. Analysis by UBS Evidence Lab shows up to 28% of North Jakarta could be submerged in the long run, displacing about 3 million residents. Integrating this data with our interactive model, we estimate Nusantara could unlock 92 billion of new housing, office, and retail development for developers. In the Johor Singapore Special Economic Zone and Greater Bay Area, old cities are leveraging on existing connections to drive new growth. Collaboration between Johor and Singapore, for example, would see stronger FDI and tourism for Johor, and higher productivity, labor, and land optimization for Singapore. This could enhance GDP growth for both countries by 0.2 to 0.6 percentage points over 10 years based on our estimates. To conclude, the race towards livable, smart, interconnected, and net zero cities will power the next phase of sustainable growth.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written written permission. Copyright UBS, the key symbol, and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.